And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, for Tufts Freeform Radio. I don't know why the law is that I have to say it on both sides of the five. Probably so that you can get the name of the show at the start and the end, but the show continues. We go on. I'm going to have to edit this playlist to say that I went for 2 hours as well. Oh, well. I'll figure that out. While we're doing that, why don't we keep it in the Nelward vein? Let's play some Ghost. This is the track where he says, "I don't believe in animals. Milk comes from trees." Crazy sentence. And the whole track is about, "I am being haunted, but I don't really mind it because it is so much better to have the company of an unwelcome ghost than look at the text that I've sent you that you haven't replied to," which is just like a really funny way to put it. And I think the groove of it is really good too. He's got this really nice capturing of like stabby, glitchy chords in the same way of like Louis Cole and stuff like that. So I'm digging it. It's really fun. Here is Ghost from Nelward. Right? It's so good. And just if you guys don't believe me about how deep the lyrics are of this track, let's dive into it. Let's get into the context. "Read my lips, but don't you dare reply," the passive aggressive claim after he has texted this person, knows that they're reading it, but like not responding. It's like, "You read my lips, but you don't reply." So he's making it a command, a passive aggressive remark that he is preempting. He knows already. Then he goes, "Because I'm just a dinosaur alive inside a screen, something long and forgotten, but still alive through the veins of technology." Later on, he says, "I don't believe in dinosaurs, but I know ghosts are real." He doesn't believe in dinosaurs, but he is one. He does not believe in himself, but he knows how ghosts are real. How does he know ghosts are real? Because there's one in his home. These feelings and thoughts that are haunting him at all times and day. But he's rather be haunted by these things than dealing with the person who's not talking to him. Then, "Grab me by the ghost and suck my eyes." This one, I don't know what it means. I think that one is probably just nonsense. Yeah. And then he says, "I don't believe in animals. Milk comes from the trees," because it's like, what would you, like, where would milk come from? Kind of funny. I don't know. I like this guy. I think he's really great. And I'm also, like, I'm super into, like, double entendres, triple entendres, and, like, hidden meaning and context and stuff like that. Stuff that you can really sink your teeth into and dig into, which I guess I'm at the point in my life where I'm sinking my teeth and digging into esoteric future funk. But hey, man, if it brings you joy, don't let anyone bring you down. You know what I'm saying? Or something. Also, apparently the crying hamster is in direct reference. I do get it now, to the Tumblr meme where it's like the pros of having a job, money, yay, the cons of having a job. And then it's just that sad hamster picture. Yeah. Yeah, I hate my job. No, I do. I wish I didn't have to say that, but I do. I feel out of place. I don't really like it. I'm luckily getting onto a new project soon, at 25% at least, so I'll be 75% on my old project, which is just a mess. This is the one that I got pointed toward documentation, that I wrote, like, 9 months ago. It's just frustrating content. Like, I'm there and I'm doing work this whole time and they just don't know about it. They don't know which parts I'm doing or care, frankly. And like, I don't need recognition, but I do want direction. And they aren't even really telling me like what to do or what to move forward with. So it kind of feels like I'm just like making my own work and then I like do it and then no one really checks it. And then after that, they're like, what have you been up to? And I'm like, all this stuff. And they're like, okay, cool. It's fun, you know, very, very rejuvenating. But also I think, MITRE is like, I work at MITRE. I'll name drop them for sure. It's like a fine place to work. Very like lenient, to be honest. It's pretty chill, when it needs to be, but, it's frustrating sometimes. And, I think it's a really great place to work if you're going to be there for like many, many years. So a lot of people there are very focused on like nurturing their careers and moving forward there and stuff. And I'm just like not really meshing with the rest of the crowd in that sense. Cause I know I'm out the door and like hopefully within 5 years, I hope it's a lot sooner than that. I'm not going to lie, but, or maybe this new project will be really fun and I'll slowly be able to move on to it. It is LLMs, which should be much more fun, and in my alley. I'm much more into those kind of, you know, contextualizing data and like figuring out how to make agency processes work and stuff like that. It's so much more fun than like sending Git requests, which is kind of what I do, or writing documentation that no one reads or knows about. So basically, I was trained for 4 years to be a coder after dreaming about it for my whole life, and I just barely touch the keyboard now, so that's where I am. But they do pay me, and that's going straight to the brain, which is great. We are becoming more and more alive outside of the 9-to-5. Oh, dang. That's bars? Coming more and more alive outside the 9-to-5, as the days go on, frankly, which is great. I used to say frankly all the time. I shook it, and now it might come back now that I said it once. Anyway. Also, we just got another person texting in who also spiraled this last week. Let's go, gang. We've got, that's 3 for 3 on the spiral train. Screw it. I said screw it again. Can I do that? Who knows? While we're there, let's just play Spiral by Rez. It's great. So, I can't. I'm not going to play the whole album. Nah, that's probably wrong. I won't do that. That would have been crazy though, right? That would have been an intrusive thought if I was like, one word, an entire album. Let's talk. You guys are like, Diego, all you've been doing is talking. Let's talk. We've been talking double entendres, triple entendres, clever writing. Let's get into the my hating teacher. This is Kendrick Lamar. He gives me personal hate lessons. No, okay. Kendrick has gotten into some beef with Drake. I'm sure most of you have at least come across it in passing online or something. But Drake is up to some weird stuff and has been for a long time. And Kendrick is kind of sick of it, so he's bringing it up. But that's not really the only reason. He's mostly bringing up Drake for being very inauthentic and kind of... I like this a lot because I never really liked Drake. I think his music is like fine. He has a couple of songs that are like pretty good. but mostly just because their beats are really good. And like the biggest one, you know, that's like really, really a bop is like One Dance, you know, or Dancer, I don't know what it's called. He like totally ripped that from like another artist, you know, and like this does happen all the time in the music industry, but like Drake has pretty frequently very obviously not put a lot of work into his art, and it's like frustrating to people who are very, very into it, you know, to see someone become so successful and get like top track of the year at Ultra in like 2018, I think. It was like number one track, and it's just like, yeah, like it's fine, but like you can, like when you see an artist who is like killing it and they love what they are doing, like you can tell, and that passion has just, I've never seen it in him ever. It's always been about like him versus like his art, and it's frustrating. I don't like people like that. Really great Indira Gandhi quote is the, there's two groups of people, those who do the work and those who take the credit. Try to be in the first group, there's less competition there. And I think this is it. Like, Drake wanted to be on top, and he got into competition, and now he stepped in the ring with the king, and people are lighting him up. So just for some brief context on this, some things that I think will be helpful for some of the disses and burns in this incredible rap. John Stockton is NBA basketball player, has the number one record for passes or assists in the league, and the number one person that he would pass to has some allegations against him for specific crimes that I don't even know if I'm allowed to like talk about on air, so you'll get the vibe from the song for sure. But similar crimes to what he is attributing to Drake. Also, the key of C major, otherwise known as A minor, has, when played on the piano, has only the white keys in it, no black keys. Just some things to keep in mind as we go into this song. That is two of about a billion double entendres that are in this track. It is great. Last thing that I want to point out is that Kendrick usually does not drop songs over a beat like this. This is very much more in Drake's style, kind of showing him up that like I can do this too. And finally, this is about minute 16 of him just like unleashing on Drake. Like, he unleashed a 6-minute rap called Euphoria, super great. Another one called Meet the Grams, which is addressed to like a bunch of people in Drake's family, because Drake called out Kendrick's family. Hip-hop is all about like going at each other's throats, but like usually the line is like, don't talk about family or else you're about to get like messed up. And people don't step up to Drake because he's like an industry king, and you lose a lot of connections like that. And Kendrick is kind of, he doesn't care about where he's at in the game right now, he's just mad, and it's hype. It's great. And it helps a lot when I also don't like the person that he's talking about. And it helps a lot that like the person that he's talking about just like isn't a good person. Like, I'm not just a hater. Like, he's not a good guy. He's not doing good things frequently. And not even the things that people are like speculative about. Like, things that people have seen him do are just like bad. Anyway, here comes Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar. I think I've been looping all three of these tracks like crazy recently. It's tons of good energy and really good to help me kind of understand that I think no matter how angry I ever get, everyone around me is so safe, because I can never reach this level. You know, like this is sheer visceral hatred. It is crazy. I am digging it. Anyway, I love hating. Hating building. I check in at 7 in the morning and leave at 7 at night. I work those 12-hour shifts every time. Okay, sorry. Here is Not Like Us with Kendrick Lamar. Check out the beat switches up at like 150. So sick. It's so good. And he's just killing it. He attacks it the whole time. It's good. Let's get in it.
I see dead people.
Nothing on that beat, nope.
Mustard on the beat, ho, Debo, any rap nigga, he a freak, though, man, damn,
call her Amber Lambs. Tell him breathe, bro. Nail a nigga to the cross. He walk around like Tizo. What's up with these jabroni ass niggas trying to see Compton? The industry can hate me. Fuck them all and they mama. How many ops you really got? I mean, it's too many options. I'm finna pass on this body. I'm John Stockton. Beat your ass and hide the Bible if God watching. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show niggas. Certified boogeyman, I'm the one that up to score with him. Walk him down whole time, I know he got some hoe in him. Pull on him, extort shit, bully the floor on him. Say Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You better not ever go to cell block one. To any bitch that talk to him and they in love, just make sure you hide your little sister from him. They tell me Chubb's the only one that get your hand-me-downs. And party at the party playing with his nose now. And Baka got a weird case, why is he around? Certified lover boys, certified pedophiles. Wop, 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 wop. Dot, fuck him up. Wop, 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 wop. I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a bitch? Ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord, and it's probably A minor. They not like us. 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 You think the Bay gon' let you disrespect Pop, nigga? I think that Oakland show gon' be your last stop, nigga. They cold foul. I don't know why you still pretending. What is the owl? Bird niggas and bird bitches. Go. The audience not dumb. Shape the stories how you want. Hey, Drake, they're not slow. Rabbit hole is still deep. I can go further, I promise. Ain't there something? B-Rest, that's for bitchin'. You Malibu most wanted. Ain't no law boy, you ball boy. Fetch Gatorade or something. Since 2009, I had this bitch jumping. You niggas will get a wedgie. Be flipped over your boxes or over your foe. The other vaginal option? Pussy. Nigga better straighten they posture. Got famous all up in content. Might write this with a doctor. Tell a pop star quit hiding. Fuck a caption, won't action. No accident, I'm hands on. He fuck around, get polished. Fucked on Wayne girl while he was in jail. That's conniving. Then get his face tatted like a bitch apologizing. I'm glad D Rose came home. Y'all didn't deserve him neither. From Alondra down to Central. Nigga better not speak on Serena. And your homeboy needs subpoena. That predator moving flocks. That name gotta be registered and placed on neighborhood watch. I lean on you niggas like another line of walk. Yeah, it's all eyes on me and I'ma send it up the park. Ay, put the wrong label on me. I'ma get them dropped. Ay, sweet chin music and I won't pass the ox. Ay, how many stocks do I really have in stock? Ay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus 5. Ay, devil is a lie, he a 69 god. Ay, freaky ass niggas need to stay their ass inside. Ay, roll their ass up like a fresh pack of Zon. Ay, city is back up, it's a must, we outside. Ay. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us. They not like us. They not like us. They not like us. Once upon a time, all of us was in chains. Homies still doubled down, calling us some slaves. Atlanta was the mecca, building railroads and trains. Bear with me for a second, let me put y'all on game. The settlers was using town folk to make them richer. Fast forward 2024, you got the same agenda. You run to Atlanta when you need a check balance. Let me break it down for you, this the real nigga challenge. You caught Future when you didn't see the club. Hey, what? Lil Baby help you get your lingo up. What? 21, get your far street cred. Thug makes you feel like you a slime in your head. Hey, what? Quavo said you can be from Northside. What? 2 Chainz say you good, but he lied. You run to Atlanta when you need a few dollars. No, you not a colleague, you a fucking colonizer. The family matter and the truth of the matter. It was God's plan to show y'all the liar. He a fan, he a fan, he a fan. He a fan, he a fan, he a...
Just gonna kind of fade it out there for a little bit because it's like he just kind of loops the same thing over and over again, and I'm really not sure I can even have that on air.
Yo, laugh, freaky ass.
Nope, it's still not okay. We're just gonna let that keep going, Kendrick. Kill him, Dot. Get him, Dot. And then
let me hear you say O-V-Ho.
O-V-Ho.
Say O-V-Ho.
O-V-Ho.
Then step this way, step that way. Then step this way, step that way. Are you my friend? Are we locked in? Then step this way, step that way. Then step this way, step that way.
Light him up, dude. I love it. It's so good. Like, I'm gonna beat your butt with the Bible and God watching is sick. Like, that's like, you know you're toasted. Also, so if you caught the vibes from that, Drake likes younger people. Sometimes ones that the rest of the populace would say are too young. And I would agree with the rest of the populace on that one. And his response to this was basically a 6-minute rap where he's like, I'm not. Like, he just says that, like, over and over again, pretty much. And at one point, he's like, don't know where you're getting all your facts from. And then, like, 3 minutes later, he's like, we were giving you all of our all of the facts to, like, set you up, and we knew you would write about this. And it's just kind of like, it's kind of like watching an eighth grader go up against a Pulitzer Prize winner and just, like, hope. And the Pulitzer Prize winner is like, nope. No, I am going to wipe the floor with you and smear you across the pavement for nothing less than a McDonald's Sprite just because I want to. It's great. I love it. Get 'em, Dot. Also, just the online discourse is great because people have been making memes about Drake for a long time, but now they're really kicking in. Anyway, thank you for indulging me on that. I know it's very different from some of the rest of the show. Man, I've been yapping so much. We barely got any music. What's going on? I thought this was a music show. I want to play more music. Let's play Step 5. It came out, yesterday? Yesterday. This is Step 5 by Lax. Really quickly, I want to go through Step 1, Step 2, Step 3, and Step 4. These are tracks that have released over the past 10 years now. And Lax makes a lot of other music. I think one of my favorite tracks from him, and it was like mind-blowing to me when it came out at the time, was called High From It. Really good track. And I think Step 4 is probably one of my like other favorite tracks from him. It's, I think I've probably found him around the time Step 4 came out. When did Step 4 come out? 2019. Yeah, that sounds about right, because I think that's nearish when I was finding High From It. But yeah, Step 1 came out in 2014, and he has been just kind of releasing like different takes of this song. Like, it's got the same structure, but it's not exactly a remix because the sounds are very different, but you can tell that the structure of the tracks is like kind of the same. So I want to kind of, I'm just going to like cycle through some of the tracks so you can kind of hear the progression of like how much more powerful I feel like music production has gotten over the years, and also just like as he's refining his sound and getting into different styles, it's kind of cool. So let me see if I can just like talk over this. Play Step 1 and skip a little ahead to like a drop. Yeah, very simple drop. Right? Very, very, very simple. And then Step 2. Coming in a little bit more dramatic opening. But a little bit more farty almost, you know, not that great. And then Step 3. So much intensity. I skipped ahead a little bit, I'm sorry. I skipped ahead a little bit, I ruined it, but here it is. So this one's much more like ravey and punchy. Also love the percussive like follies in that one. I think it's really great. And here's Step 4. This one has like a huge, like triumphant, dramatic build. Yeah, it's got a little bit of that like Space Laces kind of layer to it, that like wow. Oh, that was not the right noise. That sounded more like a cat kind of going really quickly past you on a motorcycle. Right? I think that was pretty accurate. It was like a Doppler effect cat. Okay, anyway. But more of like that kind of gritty undertone layer. Thank you for indulging me on that. I was listening to all five of them today because I was like, it's crazy that he's just been doing this for like 10 years. It's kind of fun to like just go back to this idea and try it again with all your new knowledge and technology and see where it goes. So this is step five. I think it's definitely like the most, you know, well produced out of all of them. And it was a really good groove, a nice kind of like nostalgic throwback for me today. So let's get into it. Okay, sorry, I don't know. That lots of energy in that one, though. I love it. I love the builds. And, like, honestly, I think the builds are really the part where, like, the progress of both his, like, talent and technology is really shown, because like a drop very often isn't a lot of sounds or very crazy. Like sometimes, especially that one, it's a very like simple drop, right? Like the structure of it and the sound design is all, it's pretty similar from track to track. There's just maybe a little bit of like editing on it to make it a little bit longer or a little bit more like reverbed or something. But if you listen to the builds of each of the songs, like they just get more and more like crazy and like have much more like melodic and like theory behind them and stuff. Like it's impressive. It's really fun to look at, and I feel like Step 5 is the one where it just like swells, dude. The builds are so good in it. But yeah, I really like Step 3 because it's very ravey, and I love me some rave music for sure. G Jones all the way, baby. Yeah, while we're in the thick of it, let's get some more energetic stuff, and I'll try not to ramble too much about it. This is I Feature. I've been talking about him a little bit. I talked about him already on this show a bit. He's the guy who made some software because he wanted a very specific sound. To listen for it, I guess, in these tracks, if you can hear it, the software that he made is basically like a warper that lets you live scratch your samples kind of while you're playing them. So it's kind of like having a like a turntable or like a DJ table, you know, where you like scratch the records, you know, to extend or make the like sound prolonged or shorter or a glitch or a cut or whatever you want to do. You can kind of do it live and record it at the same time in Ableton or in whatever DAW you're using, which is like crazy, because it's really hard to even make like a regular like recording thing for samples, like, which is weird, right? Like, it's a recording software, so you can like record a sample, but then to like turn that into a sample that you can use later is like a whole process. Like, you have to like drag it out of this thing and put it into the right folder and like rename it and all this stuff. And like, I know that sounds like just making something on a computer perhaps, but like it's not as intuitive as you would think. There's like so many extra steps for like no reason, and this doesn't, like, this cuts away from that. It lets you just make samples and sounds like in it right away, which is really great, and like make your recordings of your edited samples like really cleanly right in place, which is super nice. But it also lets you do the edits and everything on them. It's not just like the recording thing. So I'm highly considering getting his Patreon and grabbing that software, because I think it would be really helpful for me. I really like to make like a bunch of weird sounds and then like cut them up and try and throw them together. That's kind of what I tried to do for my remix. Maybe one day I will polish it enough to put it on air, but it is not polished at all, so we will not be playing it. But it's definitely fun. I was glad to see like my ideas coming to life a little bit. It was a good time. But anyway, this is his album Forbidden, his debut album. It's getting eyes from Virtual Riot, which is huge. He's like definitely like the number one guy in like generative sound design and music tech right now. So very, very cool. That he's getting that, like, those eyes. He's getting some eyes from other people, too. Like, he's been played at some shows recently, I think. I cannot think of any names, but that's really sad. I'm sorry, I Feature. Not off the top of my head, but I know that, like, this dude has eyes on him, and, like, if you check out his page, there's a bunch of artists who are, like, hyped for this album. I really like this album because I think it has a really great job of, like, capturing humanness as well as like his weird sound design and like, you know, crazy, like electronic music is so inhuman sometimes, you know. It's like crazy erratic and unnatural, and like sometimes it doesn't even feel like it has a beat, or you can't dance to it, or it's just noise or whatever. And some of that is like controlled chaos, you know, and it's parallels to whatever they're feeling or whatever. But I Feature, I think, did a really good job of having some really pristine vocals and lyrics, and then some really crazy sound design as well, all in like all wrapped up into one thing. And all of his tracks kind of do that same thing that I was talking about in Tempo, where the noises and sounds and orchestration capture the idea of the song and follow well with the lyrics, like, or the vocals, or like the idea that he's getting across. And one of the tracks, if we play it, it's called Stay With Me. There's a really cool part where he, like, the track itself really follows his vocals, like, really well. Like, in both in, like, structure and tone and everything. So they almost kind of, like, merge for a little bit, and it sounds really cool. I don't know if we'll get to that one. I really want to play ACT UP. I like ACT UP a little bit. This has been my one of my, like, you know, learn to be angry songs is about dealing with people that you, like, they don't work on themselves, and so you have to deal with that, and it's frustrating. And there's a really good line in this one where he just goes like, why don't you work on yourself? It can't be that hard. And all the music cuts and he just goes, right? And it's like that line, I don't know what it is about it, but it just, it strikes me to my core. And honestly, when I first heard it, Ryan, if you're, I hope you're still here, I thought of you immediately. I was like, I feel like this is the kind of thing in a song that is like, this is what puts it on Ryan's playlist. So hopefully, I think it's maybe a little bit too electronic and crazy and erratic, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. But that one part, I think, goes crazy hard because it's just chaos and it just cuts and he goes, right? Like, come on. Yeah, it's good. And just further encouragement, work on yourself all the time. It's great. I've been going hard at it probably for a long time, but definitely this last year, and now I have more resources for it. We're growing, we're becoming. It's great. Do it. Be yourself or something. Anyway, this is ACT UP about people who can't look inward, I guess. It's kind of a bop. perfect, actually. I was just about to say, the song's over, great. No, I was just about to say that I wanted an example to show, like, his program that he made. And I think that outro is a really great way to show it. It sounded very much kind of like a granular synth, right? Like, let me explain that, I guess. But, like, you know, like, Demo Tapes and Pluko and those guys have a lot of, like, natural sounds and texture in them. And how they do that is, like, they make a chord or a sample, and then you put it in a granular synth, which is going to play that sample at different speeds, tones, and, like, at different spots in the sample, like, kind of all at the same time. So you get a bunch of, like, overlaying sounds. So it's not playing any sound at, like, 100, but it's playing a bunch of sounds at, like, anywhere between 20 and 70, and hopefully adding up to 100 when they layer over each other. It's really cool. And he kind of got that effect on the outro, but with a lot more control because of this, like, program that he made. It's not randomized. Like, he can very much slide it around and warp it and all kinds of fun stuff. It's called warp. So there it is. But yeah, I dig it. Ryan said, it's like, I'm just doxing people now, but the people who listen to my show, for the most part, I'm sure, are, like, within one degree of separation from myself. So I'm sure they know Ryan. But he said it kind of sounds like a more electronic suburban, and I totally agree with that. I think suburban has, like, the very fun vibe with, like, diving into madness, and this is definitely, like, diving into complex emotions and stuff, and, like, those vibes are very similar. But this one's definitely a little bit more, you know, electronic, erratic, whereas suburban is a little bit more about, like, really rich timbers and, like, plucking things in the back of your head kind of thing. Which I love that noise so much. Wow, we are, like, running out of time. That's crazy. I had 2 hours, but there was some good stuff this week. I want to play one more track from the iFeature album. It's called Blood. I think this one is also really good. There's a really great, like, series of lines where he's like, feelings exalted, they go unheard, is just, like, the way that he sings it is, like, so good. I don't know, like, it's impressive that he is, like, singing and making the music and programming the stuff to make the music. Like, modern day renaissance, man. iFeature just killing it, and he's having a great time with it too. It's fun to see. But this is called Blood. The line is, like, playing with the ashes of my blood, and then the drop is sick. So get ready for that. I'll talk more about it after. Oh gosh, that was not a smooth transition. Here we go.
Still can't believe it, feeling so supernatural. Making decisions, going position, realizing they're not from me. I look in your eyes, it's like you're disguised. I think you are broken inside. You have to decide which way will be right. It's so easy, but you're so blind. Passion is calling, don't want to work. My feelings exalted, beggar and hurt. I thought you will choose the right from your heart, but you're just playing with the ashes of my blood.
Thank you.
I love the like little grace notes in the like second part of the drop, like when it has the more like melodic part. It goes, you know, that one was okay. It's much higher pitched. But those like little tiny notes that come right before the like main tone are called like grace notes. They're just like a little flutter of a different tone to add there. It works really well, and it fits so well with like the harsh call and response with the like very melodic part, and then just straight into that like Ray Volpe kind of like wet napkin kind of drop. That's sorry, Wet Napkin is a Ray Volpe song, and he called it that because the filter that he automated looks like if you made a napkin like wet and then picked it up and it like, you know, drooped down like it does, and then like swung it around back and forth. That's like kind of what he did to the sound, and he was like, kind of looks like a wet napkin. And when he said that, he just recorded it and threw it in the song, and that's how it the drop goes. It goes, it's a effing wet napkin or something like that, and it's true. It is. Okay, let's see, we've got 12 minutes left. Yeah, but very much, if you like that, those two tracks, check out the rest of Forbidden. I think there's some really great tracks on here. I really like Thymemenos. It has really fun, like, tonal percussion in it. And Forbidden is a really great, like, D&B into, like, house-ish track? Or D&B into dubstep track? I mean, sorry. Oh, my goodness. And the D&B has a little bit more of that kind of, like, Skrillex vibe to it, where it's, like, instead of a really harsh snare, it's more of, like, a clap layered with a... with another snap or something to give it a little bit more of like a hollow feel. Caracle Project as well kind of does this as well. I said as well twice. But yeah, check out this album. It's really good. I listened to the whole thing. I think, I don't know if it's a no skip or not, but I at least saved the whole album. It's really... I'm sorry, gang. That was a really loud yawn. I didn't sleep well last night. I also woke up at like 5, and now I'm here an hour later than I usually am. Don't really know what is up with that, but here we are. We're vibing. Speaking of vibing, let's get some more music going. I want to play at least one of the tracks from this Zhu album. I think I'll have enough time. So I will do the collab with Rio Craigun, because I like his vocals a lot. It's also Rex Live Raj is in this. This album is called Grace, and I just love the theme of it. Like, it's very haunting. It's very I don't know how to describe it, but it's very like, oh, you know what, I was actually reading the artist bio in Spotify, and I feel like it captured it really well. What is it? Creates tracks that are sexy as they are sinister. I feel like that's what this is. It's like harrowing, but very, very enticing. But it's also got like some nice, like churchy vibes to it. And the cover art says on May 23rd, 2023, Zhu, the guy, started to record his fourth studio album in Grace Cathedral, San Francisco. He went back to his hometown to find inspiration for his next mission. He wanted to share some of these moments with you tonight. And, the tracks are kind of crazy. I've been digging them. I haven't checked out all of them, but there's an Upsol collab, really fun, called Thrill Again. A Bloody Beetroots collab, which I did not expect from the rest of the collabs that he does. One with Emotional Oranges, and one with Rio Craigun. D-Vault and Baby Jake as well. Lots of really cool stuff. And all the tracks are just sinister and like this, like fun evil, you know? We're talking Pink Party. We're talking like... dance the night away, don't worry about it kind of stuff. And this is, I'm digging it a lot. So here is Blind Believer, Zhu, Rio Craigun, Rex Live Raj. I think this also talks, just really quickly, sorry, I know I'm talking a lot this show, but no, I'm not sorry. I love talking about music, who cares? And you guys are here voluntarily. You can leave whenever you want. Please don't, though. I love you. And I'm mentally sane. I think this track also kind of does a really good job of capturing that, like, it's wrapped in revelry. Like, they're just talking about, like, oh, I'm dropping my friends, and I'll, like, do this and that, and, like, if they can't catch up, then who cares kind of thing. And then right in the middle, it's like, are they going to miss me when I'm gone? Are they going to think of me when I'm dead? And then it just goes right back into it. And it's just, like, it's such a good capturing of, like, you can't ever like fully remove any feelings or thoughts, you know, like they're swirling around all the time up in your little meat computer, and like you just got to deal with them. It's great. I love it. I love how this is getting captured more and more in music too. I think Upsol does a really good job with it as well. But anyway, here is Blind Believer with Zhu, Rio Kragon, and Rex Live Raj. Pretty sick beat on this one. I love the little like arpeggiator, like the, you know, the trills on the on that synth there. It's so good. If you like that, check out the rest of the album. It's called Grace by Zhu. That's Z-H-U, all caps. As well as Cloud, K-L-O-U-D, makes a ton of that like really gritty synthetic stuff. As well as 1788L. Sorry, 1788L. They came out on Twitter saying that it's 1788L, not 1788L. It's really important. Okay. Oh, I gotta do another PSA real quick. And I gotta do the really quick live day one. The radio event of the year is coming. Save the date. June 1st, 2024. Live day 24. 6 hours of nonstop live music on the radio. Tune into 91.5 FM in the Boston area or catch the action worldwide at WMFO.org. The festivities start at 9 a.m. on June 1st. 10 bands, 6 hours live from WMFO Studios. Live day 24. You'll hear Gene Dante, Happy Little Cloud, Sal Baglio, and more. Once again, catch live day 24 at 91.5 FM in Boston area and worldwide. Set your alarms for 9 a.m. on June 1st for live day 24. Don't miss a single second. Okay, All done. Wow, someone was like practicing their Spanish on the back of this sheet. Good luck on your Spanish final, whoever that was. For the last song of the night, now that we have time. Also, this has been Button Pushers. Thanks for listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for keeping me company, texting me, having a good time. Love sharing music with y'all and just talking about it. Means the world to me when you guys listen and give me a chance to kind of explore this more and more. So thank you very much. And on that note, we've got a request to go out with. So here is Up and Down by the Chainsmokers and 347 Aiden. I really like 347 Aiden. He's up to some cool stuff. Anyway, here's Up and Down. And I think this will probably be the last song of the night. So take care. Good night. And happy grads to any new grads listening. Like, that's a huge deal. I know you haven't graduated yet, but most of the finals are over tomorrow, right? Hopefully. Good luck. Push through. You got this. You can see.